Hey guys, this is the Closet Geek episode 51 for August 28th, 2014. Oh, play.
Closet Geek.
There we go.
Coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news, except there's only three of us this week.
For good reason.
Ryan is on his way to Dragon Con.
Yeah, and, I'm your host, Barry, and Mike and Ryan, Mike and John, sorry,
yes,
are with me.
I'm John.
Barry. Or depending on where they are,
it could,
be anywhere because technically
if John's
recording
that means
the video, so he's down there
and I'm down here.
Awesome.
So welcome to the Closet Geek. Yeah, we apologize that Ryan is not here, but he, yeah, like Mike said, good excuse.
We don't apologize as he's not here. He has a dang good reason. He's going to Dragon Con.
Yeah, he is.
And he's going to premiere his Beast cosplay, which we really look forward to seeing.
And he'll be taking professional photos of his Ultron one.
Yep. And he's going to be doing some really nice costume shoots after and during Dragon Con. You know, we're just happy that he's going to get there safely because he blew a tire on the way. So I'm sure he'll tell us more about that story next week.
Next week. Yeah.
So he'll be back to talk Dragon Con, and I'll be gone.
Is it next week or 2 weeks?
Next week is Salt Lake Comic Con.
Yeah. Like I said, so I won't be here next week because I'll be at Salt Lake Comic Con, but Ryan will be back to talk Dragon Con, and I don't know. We were having Bill Durant.
Bill is scheduled to come on the week after the 11th.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So I'll be back.
You'll be back.
Nice.
So we'll have a. We'll talk Dragon Con.
Maybe we'll talk Dragon Con again, and I can talk.
Yeah.
I can talk Salt Lake Comic Con, and I'll have pictures and hopefully some sand bites. And I
some
am
sand
going
bites.
To be sand bites.
Sand
bites.
Fighting the sand.
I love sand. It's so yummy.
All right.
But is that
it'll
what
be
sandwiches because... are made from?
All right, let's go to our first segment of the show, which is called This Week in Geek.
This week in Geek.
All right, you guys have funny looks on your face.
Because
again.
Your audio keeps cutting out. Like you must.
It's not cutting out.
Like when you're clicking the button, it jumps for a second. Anyway. How about today, Barry?
You guys are just picky. I will start today. This is the segment of the show where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week and the things we love and that we can recommend to you guys to go do. So, yeah, we can actually point it to you guys now.
And you can see it.
And that's you.
You can see it because we record our video now, and that's on our YouTube channel. So just search for The Closet Geek on YouTube, and you'll find
us. John made sure to choose the high-end settings for recording.
That's right.
So that way, when we turn our heads, it's not...
Well, it might still be...
Anyway.
Pretty common.
So, really, it was a slow week for me. I didn't really do a lot. I finally... saw Spider-Man 2 because I never saw it in the theaters.
I still haven't seen Spider-Man 2.
And you know what?
I still haven't seen the first one.
Oh.
You know,
I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan.
Yeah, that's probably... Well, we know you...
Shut your face.
We know
true.
Star Wars. Spider-Man
Star Wars.
Fan, Barry. But all the rest of the brothers, you know, it's like, we'll see it, but it's not... on my priority list. I never went and saw it in the theater.
Well, I saw it.
My son
How was it?
I never did.
I haven't seen it.
It was really, really, really good.
Cool.
I liked it a lot. I liked the themes, and there are certain things that happened in it that I was really happy with. I won't spoilers or anything.
It's
but,
been out for a while, even though I haven't seen it. I don't think you're going to spoil anything.
But, you know, people are probably going to see it on video like me, so I won't spoil it yet. But I really liked all the character development. I liked all the villains. I thought, because we know the Rhino's actually only in it for like 15 minutes. Green Goblin's only in it for like 15 minutes. The main villain is Electro,
right.
And they really did a good job with him. Jamie Foxx did a really good job acting. Everyone did
cool.
Really good acting.
That's good.
But yeah, my wife liked it so much that she says she likes it more than Avengers.
What? Come on.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
Well.
So. Well, it was it had a really good
in the geek world,
but it had a good really theme. The whole theme of the show was like hope and don't lose hope, and it was just really cool.
I see.
And yeah,
right.
It was very enjoyable.
Right.
So I recommend it to go see it if you haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But the rest of my geeking time has I've been watching a lot of anime lately.
Yay!
It's my influence on you all.
No, because we watch good anime.
That's right. What? We don't watch shoujo. But
I watch everything.
No, I'm all caught up on SAO Sword Art Online
all the way to
two.
Episode 8. 9
yes,
comes
like,
out tomorrow.
Nine.
Yeah. No.
Or Saturday
so,
for everybody else.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I watched episode 8, and I watched all the way up to episode 7 of Ald Noah Zero, and episode 8 of that comes out on Saturday as well, so I'm all caught up with that. Really liking that. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Cool.
So I recommend that to people. I haven't been able to do any more reading in my book, The Warbreaker,
really?
By Brandon Sanderson. Yeah, it's just, I get home and I like tonight. I got home late because I had to go to a ribbon cutting for my work. Yeah,
ooh.
I go to fancy events like that now.
Good job, man.
Yeah. Woo. So it's just I get home and want to spend time with family and kids, and when the kids are in bed. My wife and I like to hang out together, and sometimes we are hanging out together is reading, but recently it's been watching, like, we watched Spider-Man one night, we watched some Doctor Who the other night, so.
Good
times. There's one thing that I haven't been able to do a lot of lately that I'm kind of, like, sad, and I need to get a fix of it, is I haven't been able to do any gaming lately. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to sit down. And I just want to just play like a whole night or something. Just sit there and play video games.
Oh yeah, video games. I've played plenty of video games, but like tabletop gaming. I haven't done tabletop gaming in months. Well, I have had invites to 5 different groups, but I don't have the time to commit.
You're like, I already quit my group.
Yeah. Well, it's because I didn't have the time, I realized. Even though there's all these people who are like, ooh, Mike's available, come game with us. I'm like,
right.
I can't.
Right.
And even
guys,
when I do,
there's a reason
yeah,
why I quit.
There's a reason not. Yeah, yeah. There's a reason I'm in this position.
It's not that so
this
I can join you.
This is self-chosen. No, depending on a change of job venue here, that might change my schedule.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's true.
Yep.
Well,
because you'll have no job. No. I will always have a job, but I have been pushed on to the next level.
You've been kicked out of the nest.
Yeah, yeah. My boss said, you know,
it's time for you to spread
it's
your
time
wings
for you to
take
go on to
the
next level career field. And I went, okay, I'll start looking for a job. Thanks for not firing me for Now it was one of those professional level disagreements where we just determined that we couldn't work together successfully.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
You know, that's the hard part is I love my job and I love everything about it. I just have
He's
a hard
totally
time working
seeing that when he leaves too. Just like, doing the moonwalk as he
doing
was,
the
like,
moonwalk.
Take this, shove it.
So, whoa, that's just like five different things thrown together in a mashup.
No, that's right. I don't mess around. That's it for me, my geek week. Can't say Ryan because he's not here. He's at Dragon Con.
No, but those who were watching his Chewy Changa feed on Facebook did, experience with
that's
him.
His prop making
craziness
page
with losing that poses while he was trying to do airbrushing, and then he had to go out into St. Petersburg for the first time and find poses.
He had to find a
that'll
hobby
be,
shop.
That'll be an interesting story when he gives us those details.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Mike, why don't you go next?
Sure. As everyone else, apparently recently, Sword Art Online 2.
Woo!
It's just awesome.
We all like it. So.
If you haven't watched SAO2 yet, Sword Art Online 2, go now. It's everywhere. Find it.
Watch the first one as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
If you haven't seen the first one.
Yeah. You know, it's just keeping up Irregular at Magic High School. Yes, I know. Okay, stop hissing everyone out there, okay? It's almost over. You'll never have to hear about it until season 2. No, free.
Dude, even your own people in your Salt Lake anime group are like, dude, stop watching that show.
Like, hey, watch it. I just feel like I have to complete it. I don't know why.
No.
It's, but
there is no have to.
Yeah, there it is. I'm waiting for the purposeful moment to connect everything together, and it's happening. Anyway, but I started picking up where I left off watching Free, The Eternal Summer, which is season 2 of Free. It's the swimming drama. It's awesome. It's a great drama.
You laugh
lots
at that,
feels,
John.
Lots
Wait,
of feels.
One of the shows that I thought I wouldn't like at all was a boxing anime called Hajime no Ippo. And, like, I was really into that. Like when he would go into the boxing ring and, like, he'd have the matches and everything, I was like, yeah. And then later after, I'm like, I should totally learn how to box. It was like that type of show that, like, pumped you up, that made you want to do what they were doing.
Well, I swam through high school, and so it is a high school level swimming show, and you can just relate to the athleticism, to all the crazy amount of hours that you put in the pool. You can relate to that, especially if you've gone through that before. But the show that I finished this week is Lovely Complex, which is the SLC anime of the month review. Huge feels for this show. It makes me remember high school, just like all the craziness of like friends getting ready to go off to college and you're not sure where everyone's going and everybody's kind of like in that happy but sad state at the end of high school. But it ends really well. I fell in love with all the characters. And I ended up laughing a lot, surprisingly, because normally certain types of comedy don't go well with me. They just kind of rub me the wrong way. But this one had just the right amount of comedy, lots of touchy-feely moments, which I enjoyed. But overall, really, really liked it. I actually felt kind of bummed it was over. I was like, oh, that's episode 25. It's all done. Oh,
but it's good that it's episode 25 and done, because there's been a couple animes that I was really into and I want to kind of get back into it, but they're the animes that have 5 million episodes and you're just like,
like Fairy Tail or Bleach.
No, it's Naruto. That's what I. Yep. That's Naruto Shippuden. That's
like
the one
300
I like.
Episodes and counting.
It's 370
and going.
And counting. Well, and the thing is I really stopped watching it when, like, there was a huge battle of the first part of the big war that they're in, and then like there was like 10 episodes of just like filler,
right.
filler. I'm like, get back to the battle. Right. And so I'm just like, I'm done. You know, I'm done with the filler.
Yeah, so
anime filler, it sucks.
Fillers aren't cool, especially when there's like
no.
8 minutes of filler at the beginning of the episode based off of what happened the episode before. And
I like, know. It's like, come
see,
on.
See,
I've already watched
but
this.
Bleach is famous for that.
Yeah.
For having,
oh,
like,
Bleach is really bad.
Five
for,
or six
but you know
minutes
what?
Of filler at the beginning, and you're like, I've seen all this before. And then it finally happens, and then
right.
the
yeah.
episode's so short.
But,
great, I'm not going to watch another 6 minutes of filler.
Yeah. But Dragon Ball Z doesn't have filler episodes. Their filler is powering up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they
six,
don't they don't have...
Three episodes to power up.
They're like,
oh, well.
I'm going to power up now.
The narrator starts talking. You're like, oh, man, the episode's already over? Crap. but I've been watching Enterprise, Star Trek Enterprise. I'm on season
it's
4.
It's been a long road.
You know, at first, I really didn't like... the song at all, but they did change it up a little bit for season 3 and 4.
They realized how
but
lame
it's
it
still
was.
Yeah,
yeah,
it,
it's lame.
The only thing lame about the show is the opening song.
Yeah.
The show itself
yeah.
has been fantastic.
Yes, I agree. I like Enterprise.
It's like well written, well directed, great
I like Scott
effects, great everything. I mean, it was a wonderful show, but
yeah.
but because of that opening song and opening sequence, they lost 95% of the fan base like that. It was
like what am I watching?
It's like you were like 3 minutes into the, you know, into the show, and you're like, okay, I've just watched 2 minutes of this really weird rock and roll contemporary song. And now I have no feeling whatsoever for the show.
Yeah,
and
I'm
I was
numb.
The same way. I was
I'm,
the same way. I watched 3 episodes, and I was just like, every time the opening
well,
song would
it's
happen,
funny.
I couldn't. I just
forward. Fast
yeah.
forward.
But I couldn't fast
but,
forward. I was watching it live.
It, oh. But it's the thing. The thing is, it's not necessarily a sung song that ruined it. It was that type of song, because we know that some other sung songs work great, because you look at Firefly, their intro song is awesome,
right, but
like, it fits,
and so does the theme song for Enterprise. It fits, but it
yeah.
doesn't fit the genre that had been created all the way from
yeah.
the beginning of the Star
it's
Trek.
It's not
generation.
Star Trek. Yeah,
even,
you need
even
just
the original
instrumental
Star Trek. All it had was the. You know, instead of the musical thing. But yeah, so you know, I'm almost done with that. And of course, Doctor Who, like we
Ooh.
Talked about
Ooh.
last episode.
Ooh.
But
so
Peter Capaldi, I think he's awesome. I think he's going to be great. He, the way he acts and the relationship immediately with the companion, it reminds me of the Doctor Who when I was younger and how I related to it. You're wearing
nice pants.
At the bottom there, Barry.
Nice pants.
I'm wearing my pajamas.
You're wearing, but not saying. Doctor Who.
Is that
it's a shower curtain.
A shower curtain.
Does that mean the shower's bigger on the inside?
No, but my wife wanted to decorate our master bathroom, and one day she's like, we're gonna do Doctor Who.
What?
I'm like,
in your bathroom.
I love you.
Doctor Who bathroom.
That's
yep.
And
she's like,
gonna get the Dalek toothbrush, so as you brush your teeth it's like exterminate. No,
exterminate plaque.
Doctor Who episode 1 was pretty awesome. And I watched a little bit of episode 2, but I was like, nah, I'm going to wait until I have sources.
It's not even
because
out
because
it's not out
because
I had the editor's cut.
Someone probably just
like
the
time
not quite
the top left corner, and it was all in black and white. It was the sound editor's,
That's lame. Why would you do that?
That is lame.
I watched like 10 minutes of it, and I was like, no, I'm gonna watch the original release.
That seems silly.
It's out. You can watch it.
So what?
The only thing, it was weird, though, because you were watching it without the majority of the sound effects, and there, you know, it was all in black and white. But you still got the dialogue and the story and so forth.
Lame.
But, you know, it would actually be something Barry would want to watch because there's no funky music, right?
Yeah, good, good.
I thought the music was pretty good.
But, yeah, that was kind of my week. Lots and lots of shows this week. And then, of course, I'm always playing Final Fantasy, so I hardly mention it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's just your thing.
It's my thing.
Well, it's nice because your wife plays with you, so you get to get gaming in.
Well, it's... Oh,
my wife doesn't play video games.
That's not true. She plays BitRunner.
That's right. She was playing, and she was randomly playing it one day. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
are you playing on the PlayStation?
You know, yeah, if you can find somebody that games with you, it's awesome. So, although she has been making me work out after gaming. So she's like, hey, we're done playing games. It's time for workout before bed. And I was like, yay. And so yesterday was core. And I got about 27 minutes into the workout. And I'm just like, I'm done. My back will give out if I keep going. But anyway, quick background. I've had two back surgeries. And so I do a lot of exercise to keep my core strong, but it's hard to go for long periods of time because my muscles are just screwed up back there. Anyway.
John, what'd you do, Geeky, this week?
Sorry, guys. I went to fitness for a second. Whoa. Hold on. No.
I didn't do much either.
it was really one of those weeks.
Well, yeah, and my work schedule wasn't really conducive to spending time doing much else. But I did watch episode 8 of Sword Art Online 2, Battle of Bullets.
What was that?
Or I don't know. I did also watch the episode 1 of the Doctor Who. Yeah, I thought it was really good. It did take me, I don't know, maybe like halfway through the episode. I guess like during the time where he was still kind of adjusting to who he was.
You know, the very first one or two episodes is always like, I'm regenerating, so it's all kind of coming back.
So like halfway through the episode, he finally kind of
found himself a little bit.
Yeah, so he was more of like the doctor. I'm like, okay, there he is. Let's go forward from here. So, but yeah, I thought he did a great job. And
there's two one-liners in that episode that I just thought were amazing.
Don't say them because
please, they're one-liners. No, but it's the you know, I feel like I'm going to have to kill you, so you might as well have a drink first. You know, that he says to the guy, and then the other one is Clara, I am not your boyfriend. And I'm like, yes!
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah.
No more romantic involvement with the companion. The companion is, once again, a companion and not a love interest.
I think that's one part of why it's been so popular lately, is because the people have been getting into the relationships between the doctor.
Yeah.
And especially like when the David Tennant doctor left and the Matt Smith doctor, there was that whole, oh, he's leaving and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And there's the drama there that comes from relationships. And so I'm not one of the people that are like, oh, the doctor shouldn't have romantic relationships. You know, I don't know. I think, in my opinion, those people are trolls. And
I'm not against it.
They're not really.
Yeah, it's been overdone. I had three companions of romantic interest. I'm ready for something new.
I didn't think that took away from the story at all. I think it actually, you know, helped it. But with this new doctor, things are changed. Things are shaken up.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting, however, excuse me, that there seemed to be a lot of dialogue in the episode that was really kind of guilting the fan into not being grumpy about the fact that he's an older doctor.
Yeah, you know, and even...
And I thought that was really funny because just some of the dialogue, was they're talking about, well, just because I'm an old man now, and you know, it's like, you know, okay, so
even
you're...
Even Stephen Moffat said he was going to write in, you know, be like, hey, you know, you have to understand.
So it was kind of interesting how there was a lot of dialogue about the fact that he is this newer, older doctor and not a pretty boy anymore and all that kind of stuff. And my wife, Rachel, she's like, oh my gosh, they're like totally guilting you into liking the new doctor, aren't they? You know, I thought that was kind of funny how they went about doing that. I have done a little bit of gaming lately, not a ton, but there's a new MMO being developed. It's called Arc Age. Well, it's not new. It's been in Korea for a long time, but it's like coming over to Western. I got into the beta for that for the past couple weekends, kind of been playing around with that. It's really pretty. Like most Asian MMOs are very graphically pretty.
They are.
And so so that's kind of been kind of fun. And so I've just been playing with that. And it is going to be free to play when it comes out. So, you know, take that however you want. The other game that I got into the beta of The Crew, which is the racing game that's being put out by Ubisoft. And
I've never been big into racing games.
Me neither, but I really enjoyed the Burnout Paradise that was made by Criterion Games. Well, I like the whole Burnout series. They're just fun games. But then Criterion also made one of the latest Need for Speed games, Most Wanted. And that one was really cool too. See, I'm not really into like the simulation type of racing games, but I enjoy more of the arcadey kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
like an action adventure racing.
Yeah,
game.
And that's what The Crew is. In fact, like when the game starts, you immediately are like thrown into and are like immediately doing this like cross country escape from cops. You're in this big, huge Ford 4x4 monster truck, and you're just like going cross country, literally through fields and through fences, trying to get away from the cops and all that kind of stuff. So it was kind of fun. And then, I did sign up to try to get into the PlayStation 4 beta for The Crew. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think that's coming until September, but I was playing it on my PC.
Okay.
The recent beta. Playing a racing game on the PC. See, I don't have like a game controller for my PC.
So
I was just using the keyboard
controls.
So it wasn't really the best control setup to really take advantage of the racing game. But it was still fun. I mean, it's probably going to be something that I'll maybe check out later when it comes out. But other than that, you know, I haven't really done much. I did pick up the next Dresden Files book. I'm reading White Knight.
White Knight.
Yeah, so I just started reading that one. I'm maybe 100 pages into it, not very far. But that's about it.
Hey, it takes me forever to get to 100 pages.
But other than that, I haven't really been doing a whole lot.
Okay, cool. Well, let's go to our next segment of the show.
All right.
The Weekly Geek. This is a segment where we talk about geeky news. What's going on? Not much going on this week.
Yeah, it's kind of a slow week.
Been a slow week.
I think, you know, last week there was like a lot of, you know, Gamescom news that we were kind of talking about and whatever the case might be. There was a lot of all that slew of Star Wars
rumors
that came out
and
stuff.
And now they're saying, hey, we're filming again.
Right.
Yeah.
But this week, there wasn't really a whole lot. Now, I do know that the PAX Prime is this coming weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, there may be some additional gaming news that comes out of that. Usually, however, most developers have already made any announcements they're going to make between E3 and Gamescom. PAX Prime is usually just, hey, come and check out our games that we've already announced. I think Microsoft is going to have a pretty big presence there. They're going to have a lot of their games that aren't released yet that people are going to be able to play, like Sunset Overdrive and the Halo Master Chief Collection. You know, games like those, they'll probably
Square
have.
Enix, Square Enix has sent out a notice this month for their newsletter saying, hey, you know, we have some specials and some things with PAX coming up. Most of it's all mobile gaming, you know, all like the Nintendo 3DS, and then I think there's some PS Vita stuff coming out, but nothing major console.
Yeah, I think it wasn't really a big gaming week as far as news is concerned. I think the biggest news as far as gaming is concerned was the fact that there was
Amazon bought Twitch.
Oh yeah, there was that.
Well, that's more tech.
Yeah, it's still.
Well, that's
Twitch
gaming.
Is gaming.
Twitch is
all
gaming.
About
gaming. Yeah,
that's what it is. It's, I mean, it's really interesting to see because Twitch is.
Well, everyone was really worried because they're like, you know, because initially it was Google
was
who was going to buy out
right.
Twitch, and everyone's like, Google's going to ruin everything. Like they touch it, and you know,
well,
people
no,
will
think,
troll as they troll.
I think the big thing was that people were concerned because Google has YouTube.
Yeah.
And they were afraid that with Google having Twitch as well, that, you know, that kind of sets up more
it'd
of like
a conflict of interest.
Well, it would be more like
monopoly.
Yeah. And so like antitrust issues. And so I think that's why Google pulled out, actually, is because they saw that there may have been some antitrust
issues. It could have been
bad
PR
right.
issues. Yeah.
And so they didn't want to deal with any of the legality of it. And so Amazon
well,
stepped
get
in.
To complain. Yeah, people get to complain about Amazon.
So I think that's kind of
now.
an interesting purchase because Amazon, in and of themselves, I mean, they have their Prime video streaming service, but I mean, they have said that they're not going to change Twitch at all. They're going to leave it as it is.
Yeah, all the staff is going to stay the same. Everything
so,
they just own that.
Yeah,
now.
It's just I mean, it's basically just another revenue stream for Amazon is really what it's going to be. You know, and then of course Twitch is going to have the backing of Amazon behind them. So you know, it's never going to be
always nice to have.
They're
the
never
going to
run out of
block.
Money.
yeah.
You'd
hope anyway.
Right. So I do think that that was kind of an interesting.
So earlier this week, I jumped online to try and play some Final Fantasy on the PS4,
and it wasn't working.
And it's down again. We were trying to figure out what was going on, and then sure enough, in the news the next morning, PSN was attacked by this group called Lizard.
I don't even know what
something
called.
it was like who, something who Lizard or whatever. Some hacking group who just wanted to make a name for themselves. So they're like, "Hey, let's attack this big company." Luckily, it was such a minor infringement; they were able to fix it in like a quarter of a day's maintenance.
No, it took them about a day.
Well, it's.
I was hoping they would be down.
It took them half of the 25th. That to fix it, but they were down for almost 48 hours.
Right.
Because they went down mid-Sunday, all of Monday, and then they fixed it Tuesday.
Yeah, so I mean, they were down for a while.
I was hoping they would be down for 3 months again so I could get some more free games.
No, I like my gaming.
What I thought was interesting is that it wasn't just Sony. It was
Microsoft, Xbox,
Blizzard.
And Blizzard. But
then I also found out that even like other MMO games like EVE Online was affected. So I mean, this group went out and just went. And
what was the purpose?
What's ever the purpose?
Now,
what are hackers?
Wasn't this the same group that also did the bomb threat on Sony's CEO? I'm like, hello, these aren't just hackers; these are terrorists.
Well,
yes, well they call it cyber terrorism, but
yeah.
You know it's. they've gotten to the point where they're like, okay, we're not just messing with information. We're actually threatening lives.
Right.
And,
right.
And that's where it's really.
I don't understand it. It makes no sense
there.
What
reminds me of
this
like
have?
Of
None.
The
exactly.
Did you guys see the? Did you guys see this the video of the? What's called swatting? Now,
I didn't really understand what the story was.
So the story was that this guy was playing a first person shooter online.
Playing Counter Strike.
Yeah, and someone who he was playing against called 911. Called the SWAT team or 911 and said that he
has a hostage
had killed two people and has hostages in this building
right.
as a prank because he was beating him
right.
in Counter Strike.
Right.
And so they have the video, like he was streaming video.
Right.
And so the SWAT team comes in and they just, throw him on the ground and all this stuff because they thought he was a hostile person.
Right.
And if he would have made a wrong move, like if they thought he was going to go for a weapon, they could have killed him.
Absolutely.
And it's ridiculous that people are like, oh, and then someone on Twitter claimed that it was them. And then a couple of news people tried to reach out to him and he's like, oh, I'm not sorry that I wasted the SWAT's time, but I'm sorry that, the other guy got thrown to the ground or something like that. But it's just like, yeah, but people, not just him, but other people could have been hurt. And it's just, people are so
stupid. My question in all of that is it had to have been
somebody he knew
so that they
knew that he worked
so that they could
that
point
place.
Him in the right direction. Now, see, this the guy that was affected
is the owner
was
of
a
company.
Well, he's a regular streamer. And so, if you watch his stream enough, then, he might in his stream mention where he works or whatever the case might be or something. But apparently the guy that called 911 on him had to have known him at least enough to know where he was.
He worked.
It's ridiculous.
It's
stupid.
I'm sure somebody's going to get charged with false use of 911
and
so forth.
And see, the thing is that they're going to track it back. They're going to track it back to who called in.
As long as they have the.
They said they already had someone in custody.
Right.
As
long as they have the enhanced 911, they can easily track them.
Yep.
So
it was
not a good week for gaming.
No,
gaming in general.
Gamers being attacked on.
It was
digitally and physically.
It really put off the beginning of the week when it came to gaming. Yeah.
It's not a good week for gaming.
Other tech news, though. Apparently, Hewlett-Packard's power cords are catching fire and burning people's computers and offices and houses. So they're recalling like millions of power cords from this batch or something like that. Oh,
it's just like
man.
Any other recall.
I know, but it's just like you think they're. I mean, it's not like they're a small company.
No, I know.
I was gonna say, when was the last time Hewlett Packard was in the news?
I don't know.
You ever considered the fact that maybe they made a million versions of a bad cord?
No.
Caught the fire, and they're like, "Yay, publicity!"
What? No, Hewlett Packard makes
that,
plenty.
That's
of
hurt.
The marketers at the company are like, "What a great idea! Let's cause fires."
No.
They make plenty of money. They don't need bad publicity to make money.
Yeah. Other tech news. September going to be a big month for Apple.
Yeah, they're
already. I mean, it's only been
a year
and a half since the iPhone 5.
Yeah, and
they put out a phone every year.
Most companies.
Why is this new to you?
Well, the problem is
companies put out a phone every year.
Right.
The iPhone. They've normally had these huge gaps where they seem to fall behind everybody, and then they come out with a new phone that's already behind everybody, and now they're finally catching up to putting out a phone
and there's no
to keep up.
There's no denying that Apple is behind technology-wise behind phones, but that's why people don't buy Apple phones, because they're the most high-tech device.
Because it has a symbol on the back that says this is an iPad or an iPhone.
Well, you know what? And some people, that is the reason for some people.
Oh, yeah.
But some people,
I mean,
some people just prefer the iOS system
service.
Too.
Did you see that? What was it? Jimmy Kimmel, when he went out on the streets.
Oh, yeah. With the watch.
They put like a Casio watch, but then like placed a Apple logo
on
the back of it.
Sticker on the back.
And they're like, hey, this is the new Apple iWatch. You know, try this. And people are like, this is great. This is a great product. This is really innovative. And I'm like, and they're like, this is a, you know, like a $2 Casio watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's,
we'll just get
besides,
it because it's an iProduct.
Yeah, well, besides the iPhone 6 and the possibly the their new basically phablet that they'll be bringing out.
Is there any pictures?
There's no pictures yet.
And they haven't officially said what's going to be announced.
That's why they haven't even
All
said that's what the conference
said
is about.
Is that they're going to have a conference.
And they rented out a larger venue space so they could fit more people
right.
in. So,
and I think people have expressed interest.
They're obviously going to announce some.
It's going to be the iPhone 6, the iFablet, if that's what they're calling it. They're going to announce they'll have the iWatch there, if that's what they're calling
Maybe.
It. And
yeah, we'll see.
They'll talk about iOS 8.
Yeah.
So, but,
it'll be big. It'll sell a bazillion. You know.
I was on the way home from work, and on the news, they were talking about a action comic, number one, selling for $3.2 million for the Superman comic.
The first introduction of Superman.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is the original purchaser purchased it on the day of release, for some reason, read it, but then he packaged it. Perfectly, you know, with like proper backing, dust cover, and then put it in a cedar chest, like a really nice
and then just
original cedar chest, which keeps everything
forgot about
nice.
It.
Well, no, and kept it. But then finally, they got to a certain age, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to either sell this or give it to my posterity. Well, they sold it, and the person who purchased it did the same thing. The person who purchased it kept all the original packaging, didn't change anything, and built a cedar chest just like the original owner had. And as anybody who really is a hardcore collector of any paper products, cedar chests are great for keeping moisture away from paper or other products. And then finally, this person says, you know what? I've had this for a long time. I've been storing it the same way the original person stored it. I'm going to sell it on eBay. And since it's been in that dark, dry environment, it is the most pristine copy of Action Comics number one that has ever been, like, announced or discovered.
Right.
Ever. And so, you know, they said that the colors are still pristine as if it was right off the press. And I'm like, no
right.
wonder it went for $3.2 million for a collector out there. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty awesome, but I just can't see spending that much money on a comic book.
You do realize that people are spending that much money. It's like you going out and buying a $40 product.
What's funny is that the $3.2 million is now like the record for the most expensive. The previous record was held by another copy of Action Number One.
It wasn't as good
a quality.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that the one that previously held the record was once owned by Nicolas Cage.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
But he didn't own it when it sold for its record amount.
Yeah.
But he was one of the people that it passed through the hands. But yeah, I guess the person that sold it. The guy was a collectibles dealer. His name is Darren Adams, and he owns Pristine Comics in Washington. And he sold it to ComicConnect.com, which is an online comic book auctioneer. And then they worked with eBay on the auction. But yeah, I just thought
it's amazing.
Yeah, that somebody was willing to pay $3.2 million. I mean, sure, I understand that it's the first appearance.
Collector
well, that
mentality,
it's the first appearance of Superman and all that stuff. But I mean, other than the fact that you can say now that you own the most, you know, highly graded copy of Action Comics number one.
Well, isn't it amazing how originally went for 10 cents?
You're never going to.
And
I mean,
now it's selling
nobody,
for $3.2 million.
Nobody's ever going to pay $3.2 million for it again. I don't think, you know.
Not for a couple years.
wait another 20 years or so.
I mean, I understand maybe, you know, previously the guy, you know, purchased it and held on to it as you know, in order for it to,
well,
you know, as an investment.
The original owner felt that it was important enough to keep a hold on it.
Well, you know, but I don't know if the dealer was the original owner, because it says that he was a collectibles dealer, that he owned a comics shop.
Right, and that's the guy the guy who created the Cedar Chest based off of what the original purchaser did. So that's the collector guy who sold it to this auction place for, you know, to get the $3.2 million.
Yeah, so he knew that it was an investment.
Correct.
So, but the person that actually purchased it for $3.2 million, that's not an investment.
How did they know? Did they forget about it? Or did they think, you know what? This is iconic. I better keep this pristine.
Whatever.
Well,
I'm thinking, you know, if I had $3.2 million spare change,
I would not spend it on
a spare change. I'd be like, you know, should I buy a big boat or should I buy a comic?
Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's go to Geek Trivia!
You guys are too much alike. All right.
All right, John is in charge of Geeky Trivia this week.
Yes. All right. I have no paper or pencil or anything.
Oh, fail. All
right, hold on.
Go get it. Shame on you.
Well, I have plenty right here on my desk. I just have...
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Doesn't take me that long.
All right, today's
what's the subject
theme
for the night?
So the theme for tonight is Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
And I hope... Maybe
now, is this Lord of the Rings, like, books, movies, or both?
This is based on the movie trilogy.
Okay.
Movie trilogy.
Okay.
So.
And I'm cheating.
Oh!
That's okay.
Your own question.
Well, I kind of forgot that I was supposed to do trivia this week.
Do we get to choose
little pie
subjects?
Pieces?
Do we get pie pieces?
No.
Dang it. That could be our point.
I choose. All right. Let's see. Right. Let me find. Okay, what is the name of the battering ram at Minas Tirith as chanted by Sauron's servants?
Oh, jeez.
Smegoth? No, that's... No.
Big smashy thing.
No, I can't remember.
The name is Grond.
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 I knew it was a guh sound. I couldn't remember, though.
All right. Good. All right. Okay, next. Let's see. Who leads Frodo to Shelob's lair?
Gollum.
Gollum is correct.
Oh, see, I thought, for some reason, I thought that was a trick question.
I almost wanted to say Sméagol, but technically it wasn't Sméagol, it was Gollum.
Okay.
Oh.
Who first found the ring after it abandoned Gollum?
Bilbo.
Bilbo is correct.
Man. I'm thinking too hard.
Come on, dude.
On this.
All right. Next. Okay. I'm just trying. I'm trying to find good questions.
Because if they're not good questions, it's not hard enough for a good geek.
How many members of the Fellowship carry bows?
Two.
Two.
Name them.
Legolas and Aragorn.
Right. I give a point to Michael for two and a point to Barry for the names. Good job. All right. What has Sam just spotted when he says in wonderment, no one at home will believe this?
Elephants. Elephants.
Pretty. Okay. I'll have.
That's what he calls them.
They're called Olyphants.
Olyphants.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll give you a point for that. Even though you said it wrong.
Everyone knew what I meant.
All right. What race of being is the first person seen killed by a ringwraith in the films?
Hobbit.
That's correct. Good job.
Who goes there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I was trying to remember it.
Okay, what does Galadriel give to Gimli after he asks
three
for
strands
a hair?
Of her hair?
Oh, okay, good job. Three hairs. Okay, point for Barry.
Okay. Next.
Right. whose head does Gandalf threaten to knock against the locked doors of Moria?
Pippin.
Pippin is correct.
Yeah, I got it.
What? Well, you totally got that
you
first.
You both tied. You did, both tied.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you both a point.
I'm like, okay.
Okay.
That's funny.
Who else besides Frodo carries the One Ring at the Pass of Cirith Ungol?
Samwise.
Ooh, good
Gamgee.
Job. You both got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who rescues Faramir from the pyre?
Pippin.
Pippin's correct.
Ah, thank you.
What substance serves as the reflective surface of Galadriel's mirror?
Water.
Water is correct.
I'm like, I'm like thinking, does it have a special name?
Is it?
No, it's water.
She just has a pitcher of water and pours it in there.
Good job.
Special thingy water. What?
Special water.
Special water. Special water.
It's elf water.
Yeah. Ooh. From an elf tree.
Who surprises Aragorn with a sword as he forages for healing?
Elrond.
For Frodo. Elrond is incorrect.
What?
So who
shall
gives,
I repeat?
Who,
shall I repeat
yes,
the question?
Repeat the question, yes, please.
Who surprises Aragorn with a sword as he forages for healing herbs for Frodo?
Oh, wait. What's her name? His Chica.
Liv Tyler.
Her name is blank from my head.
Okay, I take points away from each of you.
Oh, man.
I knew the actress.
Arwen.
Okay.
Arwen.
Hey, I knew who the actress was.
It's not that hard.
It is, because she's not in the book.
Oh, yes, she is. She's just not the one that does that stuff.
Yeah. The name's in there somewhere.
All right. What signals to Sam that orcs are coming when he is crying over Frodo's web-bound...
Frodo's sword.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as...
Sting.
Okay.
Sting.
Come on.
Yeah.
Proper names, please. All right.
Speed round.
Okay, well, I could just read all of these questions to you. Some of them I don't even know. Okay. Wow, weird. I don't even know. Okay, skip.
Oh, come on! They're all
and...
surprise you, mister.
No.
I think I know everything about Lord of the Rings.
Let's see.
Blue.
Peter?
Peter? Classic.
Nah.
What?
Okay. What father laments no parent should have to bury their child?
Oh, he's the head, the
King of Rohan.
Counselor of Gondor. What's his name?
Oh, it's the King of Rohan. Oh. What's his name, though? King. Of Rohan. like King Theoden?
Oh, yes! You pulled it out! Woo! I didn't think you were going to get that one, but you did.
Thank you.
Good job. Who leads Frodo, Sam, and Gollum to the path that takes them out of Osgiliath?
Faramir.
Come on, Mike. Come on.
Who,
bam!
Who does Merry at first think Treebeard has delivered himself and Pippin to?
Sauron. Sauruman. All right. Sorry.
Sauruman, yeah. That's all right.
And all right.
Correction.
Which two members of the Fellowship wear full gloves on both hands?
Boromir, and Gimli.
Boromir and Gimli.
Good job, Michael.
Yeah. Got one.
Yay!
What name besides liar and thief does Gollum call Sméagol in an internal debate?
Cheat. Liar, thief,
murderer.
Murderer.
Ah!
Good job.
Ah!
All right. What does Merry break when he falls down the slope while escaping Farmer Maggot?
His
carrots?
The carrots.
His celery. Oh, carrots. I knew it was a vegetable. I just...
that's good.
Good. Good job. All right.
So, three more. Two more?
Sure. Okay, what two members of the Broken Fellowship are the first to meet Gandalf the White?
That'd be Legolas and Aragorn.
Yeah, thank you. Gosh, dang it.
That is incorrect.
What? No.
Legolas and
Gimli.
Aragorn.
Gimli.
Oh,
and
wait, no.
Aragorn.
It's Pippin and Merry.
Merry and Pippin, yes.
Because Treebeard delivers them to him.
A long time before, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
My bad.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Okay, what kind of meat, according to Gollum in Cirith Ungol, is sweeter than orc meat?
Fish? No? Rabbit.
Hobbitses.
Hobbits, yeah.
Hobbitses.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
One more?
Last
question.
Last one. Okay.
Whose name does a delirious Frodo cry out as he's carried off after the Ringwraith attack?
Gandalf.
Gandalf is correct.
Yay.
Good job.
Gandalf!
yeah, okay. All right. And the winner is
Barry by two.
By four.
Four. Oh, by four.
Bam.
Hey, we both got some good ones in.
That's right.
Yay.
Good job.
Geeky trivia.
Woo!
All right. That's it for the Closet Geek.
What?
I was going to say I was a little slow on the trivia.
Yeah, like I said. I was not prepared.
He was not prepared.
I was not prepared.
You are not prepared.
What? No, that's another car. Oh, I know this one. Okay.
No, it wasn't that. I was trying to find a good question off of the car.
Right. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net and on Facebook, Twitter, and now on YouTube to watch our beautiful faces. So go to YouTube and type in The Closet Geek, and we will pop up and subscribe. And also subscribe to our feed on iTunes and rate and review us. And don't forget to join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.